天早上啊、题目是神没有放弃以色列的证据啊。
Our topic today is God has not forsaken Israel, the evidence.
我讲这个题目啊、因为在前面的大概四个到五个月啊、我是讲关于这个末世的事情。
I'm talking about this theme today because the last 4 to 5 months I've been talking about the end times.
啊、当然间中间那边我讲末世，然后我讲耶伯记啊、所以大概四五个月我会讲完这个末世的事情。
And so I've been talking about the end times and also about Job, the book of Job. And so we'll be done soon with the end times.
因为以色列在这个末世里面啊、扮演了一个很重要的角色。
Because Israel, the people of Israel, will play an important role in the end times.
所以我们必须要明白以色列这个民族或者这个国家。
So we should understand the people of Israel and the country of Israel.
如果你看启示录的话。
If you look at the book of Revelation.
因为启示录都是谈到末世的事情。
The book of Revelation is all about the end times.
你会发觉到以色列这个名词经常出现在启示录。
The name of Israel often appears in Revelations.
因为在神整个救恩计划当中。
Because in God's complete plan of salvation.
包括这个末世的事情。
Including the things that will happen in the end times.
必须要有以色列才能够成全他的救恩。
Because Israel must be a part of this plan of salvation.
所以今天早上我的信息是、就是着重在这个以色列。
And so today my message is about Israel.
盼望大家细心的听，可能有些、不容易了解的事情。
And I hope that everyone will listen very carefully because there are some things that are not super easy to understand.
首先我请秀清姐妹来读罗马书第十一章第一节到二十四节。
And first we'll ask 秀清 to come read Romans chapter 11 verses 1 to 24.
只是用中文看 你看英文的跟着一起看。
We'll only read it in Chinese. If you're reading in English, just follow along.
罗马书第十一章哦不对对十一章十一到二十四节。我且说他们失脚是要他们跌倒吗？断乎不是，反倒因他们的过失，救恩便临到外邦人，要激动他们发愤，若他们的过失为天下的富足，他们的缺乏为外邦人的富足，何况他们的丰满呢？我对你们外邦人说这话，因我是外邦人的使徒，所以敬重我的职分，或者可以激动我骨肉之亲发愤，好救他们一些人。若他们被丢弃，天下就得与神和好，他们被收纳，岂不是死而复生吗？所献的心面若是圣洁，全团也就圣洁了；树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。若有几根枝子被折下来，你这也橄榄得接在其中，一同得着橄榄根的肥枝，你就不可向旧枝子夸口。若是夸口，当知道不是你拖着根，乃是根拖着你。你若说那枝子被折下来是特为叫我接上，不错，他们因为不信，所以被折下来，你因为信，所以立得住。你不可自高，反要惧怕。神既不爱惜原来的枝子，也必不爱惜你。可见神的恩慈和严厉，像那跌倒的人只是严厉的，像你是有恩慈的。只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。而且他们若不是长久不信，仍要被接上，因为神能够把他们重新接上。 你是从那天生的野橄榄上砍下来的，尚且逆着性得接在好橄榄上，何况这本树的枝子要接在本树上呢？谢谢。
那以色列人是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
The Israelites are the descendants of Abraham.
啊，是神从这个列邦中拣选出来的人。
And they were chosen by God from among the nations.
那神拣选以色列人，他的目的就是要在地上成全他的旨意。
His purpose for choosing the Israelites was to complete his will on earth.
那可是以色列人很多时候没有表现出他们是神的选民。
But many times the Israelites didn't act in a way to show that they were God's chosen people.
啊，在这个列邦中做神美好的见证。
And they didn't give a good witness to God among the nations.
啊，他们违背神。
They rebelled against God.
他们不听神的吩咐。
They didn't listen to God's commandments.
做神不喜悦的事情。
And they did things that did not please God.
那罗马书第九章提到以色列人所面对那种处境。
Romans chapter 9 mentions a situation that Israel found themselves in.
那虽然他们是神的选民。
Even though they're God's chosen people.
啊，他们有这个儿子的名分。
They had the status of sons.
啊，荣耀、诸业。
They had God's glory and His covenant.
啊，立法、礼仪还有应许。
They had the law. They had the God's promises.
啊，但却处在这个不幸的状况里面。
But they still persisted in unbelief.
啊，他们不幸不是因为神不公正。
They were unbelieving. That they were unbelieving was not because God was not fair.
也不是因为神不信实。
And it was not because God was unfaithful.
而是他们心里刚硬。
But it was because their hearts were hard.
以自己的行为来达到这个律法的要求。
And they relied on their own actions to try to meet the requirements of the law.
然后在这个教会历史里面，有不少人认为神已经放弃了以色列人。
In church history, there are a lot of people who have believed that God has already forsaken Israel.
那甚至认为教会已经被这个认为教会代替了这个神的选民。
And even a lot of people believe that the church has replaced the Israelites as God's chosen people.
他们认为以色列人已经不在神的救恩计划当中。
They believe that the Israelites are not in God's salvation plan anymore.
那可是在罗马书第十一章。
But in Romans chapter 11.
说明神没有放弃以色列人。
It explains clearly that God has not forsaken Israel.
啊，他们仍然在神的救恩计划当中。
They are still in God's salvation plan.
所以保罗说神是信实的。
Paul says God is faithful.
神所应许的必然会成全。
And what God has promised, He will do.
神将来必定会拯救他们。
And God will save the Israelites.
所以神没有放弃以色列人是有根据的。
That God has not forsaken Israel has evidence.
那么从今天早上我们所看的经文证明神没有放弃他们。
And the verses we looked at today proves that God has not forsaken them.
所以保罗在这里以三个证据来说明神没有放弃以色列的人。
And God, Paul here uses three pieces of evidence to show that God has not forsaken Israel.
那首先，保罗以自己亲身的经历来证明神没有放弃以色列人。
First, Paul uses his own experience to show that God hasn't forsaken Israel.
啊，在这节经文说，我且说神弃绝了他的百姓吗？断乎没有，因为我也是以色列人，亚伯拉罕的后裔，属这个便雅悯支派的。
Here in verse 1 it says, I say then, God has not rejected his people, has he? May it never be. For I too am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin.
所以保罗说，神怎么会放弃以色列人呢？
So Paul says, how could God forsake the Israelites?
我自己本身是以色列人。
I myself am an Israelite.
是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
I am the descendant of Abraham.
而且是属于这个便雅悯支派的。
And I am of the tribe of Benjamin.
所以保罗不只是以色列人。
Not only was he an Israelite.
好像一般的以色列人拒绝耶稣。
He also, just like the majority of Israelites, rejected Jesus.
不仅拒绝耶稣，还迫害教会。
Not only rejected Jesus, but actively persecuted the church.
所以保罗曾经好像以色列人一样。
So Paul once was like the Israelites are.
他的心里刚硬。
His heart was hard.
以自己的意或者以自己的行为来达到这个律法的要求。
And he relied on his own righteousness or his own works to meet the requirements of the law.
那虽然保罗拒绝耶稣，耶稣有一天向他显现。
But although Paul rejected Jesus, Jesus still appeared to him one day.
那时保罗正要去迫害基督徒。
At that time, Paul was on his way to persecute the Christians.
所以在这个大马路啊，大马士路上。突然间他看到光从天上照下来。
And he was on the road to Damascus, and suddenly the light came down and shone upon him.
那直到他暂时失去了这个色界。
And caused him to temporarily lose his sight.
什么都不看不见。
He couldn't see anything.
不只有这个光从天上照下来。
Not only did the light shine down from heaven on him.
还有声音对他说。
There was also a voice that said to him,
他说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我
It said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗回答说主啊你是谁
And Saul said to them, Lord, who are you?
那主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
And the Lord said to him, I am Jesus who you're persecuting.
所以因着这个经历保罗信了耶稣
And because of this experience, Paul believed in Jesus.
生命完全的改变过来。
And his life changed completely.
那从拒绝耶稣变成相信耶稣。
He went from rejecting Jesus to believing in him.
从迫害教会成为一个传福音给外邦人的一个使徒。
He went from persecuting the church to being an apostle to the Gentiles.
所以保罗说，神没有放弃以色列人。
And so Paul says, God has not forsaken the Israelites.
那如果神放弃以色列人，我自己本身的经历又怎么说呢？
If God has forsaken the Israelites, what is my own experience in this?
保罗信耶稣的经历在《使徒行传》一共提到三次。
Paul's experience of coming to believe in Jesus is mentioned three times in Acts.
那三次表示它的重要性。
These three times show how important that this is.
使徒行传的作者路加，他不是要提升保罗的形象。
The author of Acts, Luke, is not trying to burnish Paul's image.
而是要声明保罗的相信是以色列人相信的一个榜样。
But he wants to show that Paul's experience is an example for the Israelites.
所以在提摩太前书第一章第十六节说。
And so it says in 1 Timothy 1:16.
这个是保罗所说的话。
This is what Paul said.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上，显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life.
不是每一个人信耶稣的经历好像保罗一样。
Not everyone will have the same experience of coming to believe in Jesus as Paul did.
我想你跟我信耶稣没有这个光从天上照下来。
I think that when you and I believed in Jesus, we didn't have light shine down from heaven on us.
有声音向我们说话。
And there was no voice that spoke to us.
所以在这节经文里面有一句说，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
And so in this verse it says, as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life.
所以这句经文是只给以色列人做榜样。
And so this verse is an example for the Israelites.
所以这句经文提供给我们一幅图画。
This verse gives us a picture.
描述到以色列人在主耶稣再来的时候而得到的拯救。
It shows, that the salvation the Israelites will find when Jesus comes again.
那么旧约圣经在撒迦利亚十二章那边啊，有描述到以色列人将来的复兴和拯救。
In the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 12, it describes the renewal and the salvation that the Israelites will find.
那么当主耶稣再来的时候，
When Jesus comes again,
以色列人将会看到主耶稣从天降临。
The Israelites will see Jesus coming down from heaven.
啊，并且承认耶稣是那位弥赛亚。
And they will proclaim that Jesus is the Messiah.
啊，所谓弥赛亚就是救主的意思。
The meaning of Messiah is Savior.
也因此他们悔改。
And because of this, they will repent.
啊，相信耶稣成为他们的救主。
And believe in Jesus as their Savior.
啊，他们所经历到会像保罗在大马士路上经历的一样。
And what they experience will be just like what Paul experienced on the road to Damascus.
啊，这个是神没有放弃以色列的第一个证据。
This is the first piece of evidence that God has not forsaken Israel.
也就是保罗自己本身的经历。
Paul's own experience.
那神没有放弃以色列的第二个证据。
The second piece of evidence that God has not forsaken Israel.
也就是以色列的余民啊。
And that is the remnant of Israel.
可以英文圣经把它翻译成 remnant.
In English, it's remnant.
那看起来神已经弃绝了以色列人，因为他们的不信。
It seems as if God has already forsaken Israel because of their unbelief.
那可是有一部分以色列人是信从神的。
But there is a portion of Israelites who believe in the Lord.
啊，不是全部的以色列人弃绝神。
Not all Israelites have rejected God.
啊，走在自己的道路上。
And have walked their own path.
所以为了证明这点。
And so to give evidence to this point.
所以保罗就引用先知以利亚作为一个例子。
He used the example of Elijah, the prophet.
他说神并没有弃绝他所预先所知道的百姓。你们岂不晓得经上论到以利亚是怎么说的呢？他在神面前怎样控告以色列人说
？He says, God has not rejected His people whom He foreknew. Or do you not know what the Scripture says in the passage about Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel?
主啊，他们杀了你的先知，拆了你的祭坛，只剩下我一个人。啊，他们还要行说我的命。神的回话是怎样怎么样说呢？那他说：“我为自己留下七千人，是为曾向巴利屈膝的。”
Lord, they have killed your prophets. They have torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they are seeking my life. But what is the divine response to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
所以以利亚以为耶和华神已经完全的弃绝了以色列人。
So Elijah believed that God had already completely forsaken Israel.
只留下他自己一个人。
And that he was the only one left.
但是以利亚却发现到还有跟从耶和华的以色列人。
But Elijah discovered that there are still Israelites who were following God.
一共有七千位。
Altogether there were 7,000.
所以保罗说。
And so Paul said,
同样的，不是所有的以色列人违背神。
And so Paul says in the same way, it's not all Israelites have defied God.
有一部分是信从耶和华神的。
There's still a small portion that are following Jehovah God.
以色列人是神的选民。
The Israelites are God's chosen people.
是神预先知道的百姓。
And they're the people who he foreknew.
他会放弃他们吗？
Would he really forsake them?
以色列人的不信不等于所有的以色列人拒绝神。
The disbelief, the unbelief of Israel doesn't mean that every single Israelite has forsaken God.
还有一小部分的以色列人是信从神的。
There's still a small portion of Israelites who do follow God.
所以保罗在罗马书第九章二十七节有提到这一小部分的以色列人。
And so, in Romans chapter 9 verse 27, it mentions this small remnant.
他说以赛亚指着以色列人喊着说，以色列人虽多如海沙，得救的不过是剩下的一数。
Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel be like the sand of the sea, it is the remnant that will be saved.
所以在某一个时代里面，没有全部的以色列人，只有一小部分是以色列人是信靠神的。
So in any time period in history, not all Israelites, but there is always a remnant that believes in God.
所以保罗在罗马书第二章已经说过。
And Paul already said in Romans chapter 2.
他说不是受过割礼的犹太人是真犹太人。
It's not those who have been circumcised who are the true Israel, the true Jews.
所以我们有说不是所有受洗的这个基督徒或者信徒是得救的人。
And in the same way, not all those who have been baptized are true believers.
所以也不是外面做犹太人的是真犹太人。
And it's in the same way, it's not those who seem like Jews on the outside who are the true Jews.
唯有这个心里受割礼才是真犹太人。
It's all only those who have been circumcised in their hearts that are the true Jews.
唯有这个里面做犹太人的才是真犹太人。
The ones who are true Jews in their hearts that are the true.
所以不是所有的犹太人是信从神的。
And so not all Jewish people believe in God.
唯有那些心里面受割礼的，还有里面做犹太人的才是信从神的。
It's only those who have been circumcised in their hearts and who are Jews in their hearts.
所以虽然是犹太人，不代表他们是得救的人。
And even though they're Jews, it doesn't mean that they're saved.
那圣经里面说，特别在罗马书第四章那边说到，犹太人应当模仿亚伯拉罕的榜样。
In the Bible, it says, especially in Romans chapter 4, that the Jews should copy the example of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕被称义或者得救是因为他相信神。
That Abraham was called righteous, or that he was saved, is because he believed in God.
所以这些移民啊，这些英文说 remnant 啊，他们得救是因为神的恩典。
And so that this remnant is saved is because of God's grace.
而不是他们的行为。
Not because of their actions.
所以在十一章第五到第六节说。
And so in chapter 11, verses 5 and 6, it says.
他说如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典，还有所留的余数，既是出于神的恩典，就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典了。
In the same way, then, there has also come to be at the present time a remnant according to God's gracious choice. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace.
所以这些神得救是因为神的恩典。
That these Israelites are saved is because of God's grace.
而不是他们的行为。
And not because of their actions.
人的德行永远达不到神的标准。
Our righteous actions can never meet God's standard.
啊，这个是以色列人最大的问题。
This is the biggest problem of the Israelites.
啊，他们以自己的德行来讨神的喜悦。
They try to please God through their works.
来达到这个律法的要求。
And to meet the requirements of the law.
所以大部分的以色列人拒绝主耶稣所带来的救恩。
Most Israelites reject the salvation that Jesus brings.
只有一小部分的以色列人相信耶稣是他们的救主。
There's only a small portion of Israelites who do believe in Jesus as their Savior.
所以如果这些移民是得救的人，
And so if this remnant is saved,
那么证明神没有放弃以色列人。
Then that is proof that God has not forsaken Israel.
那么其余的以色列人又怎么样呢？
And then what about the Israelites who are left over?
啊，在第七到第八节说。
Verses 7 and 8 says.
这是怎么样呢？以色列人所求的他们没有得着，唯有蒙拣选的人得着了，其余的就成了 顽梗不化的，如经上所记，神给他们昏迷的心，眼睛不能看见，耳朵不能听见，直到今日。
What then? What Israel is seeking, it has not obtained, but those who were chosen obtained it, and the rest were hardened. Just as it is written, God gave to them a spirit of stupor, eyes to see not, and ears to hear not, down to this very day.
所以这些人存着这个刚硬，还有这个昏迷的心。
And that these people had a hardened heart and a spirit of stupor.
他们的眼睛看不见。
Their eyes could not see.
耳朵也听不到。
And their ears couldn't hear.
直到今天。
Down to this very day.
其次今天还有很多的犹太人拒绝耶稣所带来的救恩。
Actually, even until today, there are many Israelites who completely reject Jesus' salvation.
但是也有不少的犹太人信耶稣。
But there are a fair amount who do believe in Jesus.
在最近的几十年，越来越多的犹太人信耶稣。
In the past few decades, more and more Jews have come to believe in Jesus.
犹太人拒绝耶稣是历代的事情。
The rejection of Jesus is a generational thing.
Yeah. 所以自从主耶稣出来传扬这个天国的福音的时候。
From the time that Jesus came to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom,
犹太人极力的反对耶稣。
The Jews have opposed him with all their might.
那么甚至把他钉死在十字架上。
Even to the point of crucifying him.
他们看不见耶稣是那位弥赛亚。
They couldn't see that Jesus was the Messiah.
把这个救恩带给世人。
That he had come to bring salvation to the world.
圣经告诉我们说，因为他们的眼睛蒙住了。
And the Bible tells us it's because their eyes were closed.
就如在九节第十节说。
As it says in verses 9 and 10.
大卫也说，愿他们的宴席变为网罗，变为鸡奸，变为绊脚石，做他们的报应，愿他们的眼睛昏蒙，不得看见，愿你时常弯下他们的腰。
And David says, Let their table become a snare and a trap, and a stumbling block and a retribution to them. Let their eyes be darkened to see not, and bend their backs forever.
所以保罗在这里引用诗篇六十九篇二十二节到二十三节。
Here Paul uses Psalm 69 verses 22 and 23.
这个宴席本来是好的。
The banquet was originally a good.
但却成为这个网罗，还有这个绊脚石。
But it became a snare and a stumbling block.
神赐给他们的这个福原本是好的。
The blessing that God gave to them was originally a good thing.
但是他们却看不到这个福分。
But they couldn't see the blessing.
而成为这个绊脚石和这个网罗。
And it became a snare and a stumbling block.
无论如何，以色列人拒绝神，不代表神放弃了他们。
But no matter what, that the Israelites rejecting God doesn't mean that God has forsaken them.
所以今天早上我们看到，神没有放弃以色列人的证据。
So today we've seen the evidence that God has not forsaken Israel.
第一个就是保罗本身的经历。
The first is Paul's own experience.
还有第二个证据就是以色列的渔民啊，不是美国移民啊，这个渔民移下来的。
The second is the remnant of Israel.
最后是外邦人的经历。
And the last point, the last evidence is the experience of the Gentiles.
如果我们看罗马书第二章的话，
If we look at Romans chapter 2,
保罗以这个外邦人证明犹太人的罪过。
Paul used the Gentiles to show the sin of Israel.
在这里，也就是罗马书第十一章第十一节到二十四节。
And here, which is Romans chapter 11, verses 11 to 24.
那保罗以外邦人 来证明神没有放弃以色列人。
Paul uses the Gentiles, the experience of the Gentiles to show that God hasn't forsaken Israel.
所以当犹太人拒绝这个福音的时候
，When the Israelites rejected the gospel，
那神把这个福音赐给外邦人。
Then God gave the gospel to the Gentiles，
直到他们相信而得到这个拯救
，So that they could believe and be saved。
那既然犹太人不要神的福音，
Since the Jews didn't want the gospel,
神就让这个外邦人享有这个福音。
Then God allowed the Gentiles to share in the gospel.
所以在第十一节说，我要大家注意这个就是黄色的四个字哦。
Here in verse 11, pay special attention to the yellow words.
他们赤脚。
They stumble.
然后在十二节。他们的过失。
And here in verse 12, their trespass.
然后在15节他们被丢弃。
And here in verse 15, their rejection.
所以在三节经文里面我们看到这三个词句。
And so in these three verses, we see these three phrases.
他们赤脚，他们的过失，他们被丢弃。
They stumble, their transgression, and their rejection.
那描述到这个犹太人似乎被神弃绝了。
And that describes that the Jews seemingly have been forsaken.
所以这些词句形容到以色列人处在一个很失败还有绝望的状况里面。
And it describes how the Israelites are now are in a situation of defeat and hopelessness.
那虽然如此，这不代表神放弃了以色列人。
But no matter what, that doesn't mean that God has forsaken them.
福音本来是赐给以色列人的或者犹太人。
The gospel was originally given to the Israelites or to the Jews.
但是因为他们拒绝这个福音。
But because they rejected the gospel.
福音后来才临到这个外邦人。
Then the gospel was able to be proclaimed to the Gentiles.
那其实神在旧约圣经里已经预先说明外邦人将来会得到这个以色列人的国度。
Actually, it was prophesied in the Old Testament that the Gentiles would have a share in the kingdom of God.
如果你看以赛亚书第十一章跟六十章的话，你会发觉到神会为这些外邦人预备以色列人的国度。
If you look especially in Isaiah chapters 11 and 60, you'll see that God has prepared a part in the kingdom for the Gentiles.
那既然以色列人已经处在这个失败还有绝望的状况里面，
Since the Israelites are in this situation of hopelessness and defeat,
那外邦人又怎么样能够分享以色列人的国度？
Then how can the Gentiles share with them this kingdom?
但是神有他的安排。
But God has his plan.
那神在地上设立这个教会。
God has established his church on earth.
使到外邦人还有犹太人成为这个教会的肢体。
And he has established the Jews and the Gentiles as the body of the church.
以主耶稣成为这个教会的头。
With Jesus as the head.
所以你在如果你去看这个以弗所书第三章的话，
If you go look at Ephesians chapter 3,
说明神在地上所设立这个教会是一个奥秘。
It tells how the church that God has established on earth right now is a profound mystery.
是一个奥秘，因为在旧约圣经里面不曾说过的。
It's a mystery because it was not spoken of in the Old Testament.
神在地上设立这个教会。
God has established his church on earth.
是否代表神已经放弃了以色列人。
Does this show that God has abandoned the Israelites?
放弃了他为他们所预备的国度。
And given up on the kingdom that he prepared for them?
断乎不是。
Definitely not.
神有他的安排，还有他的旨意。
God has his plan and his will.
因为神要以外邦人使到以色列人转向神。
God wants to use the Gentiles to turn the Israelites back toward himself.
所以在罗马书第十章第十九节说
So in Romans 10:19 it says
我在说以色列人不知道吗先有摩西我要用那不成子民的惹动你们的愤恨我要用那无知的民触动你们的怒气
But I say surely Israel did not know did they? First Moses says I will make you jealous by that which is not a nation by a nation without understanding will I anger you
神要使用这个外邦人来触动以色列人的怒气
God wanted to use the Gentiles to stir up the anger of the Israelites
直到他们嫉妒这个外邦人所得到这个福分
So that they would be jealous of the Gentiles who were receiving this blessing.
所以从这个外邦人的经历来看神没有放弃以色列人
So we see from the experience of the Gentiles, God has not forsaken Israel.
然后保罗以一棵橄榄树来做一个比喻说明神对以色列人的信实
And Paul uses the parable of an olive tree to show God's faithfulness to Israel.
那根据这个先知耶利米所说的
According to what the prophet Jeremiah said,
以色列人是那个好的橄榄树
The Israelites are the good olive tree.
在耶利米书11章16节说从前耶和华给你起名叫青橄榄树又华美又结好果子
Here in Jeremiah 11:16 it says The Lord called your name a green olive tree beautiful in fruit and form
所以这个好橄榄树是指以色列人
Here the green olive tree means the Israelites
这个野橄榄树是指外邦人
And there's the wild olive tree means the Gentiles
那如果你看罗马书第11章17节
If you look at Romans 11:17,
在17节的上半句讲到几根枝子被拆下来。
In the first part of verse 17, it talks about some of the branches were broken off.
是指以色列人因着他们的不幸暂时被神弃绝了。
And that represents the Israelites because of their unbelief have been temporarily broken away.
然后这个17节下半句
And in the latter half of verse 17,
野橄榄得结在其中
It says, you being a wild olive were grafted in among them.
是指因为外邦人的信被接上去被神接纳
And that means that the Gentiles, because of their belief, were grafted onto the tree.
成为神的儿女
To become sons and daughters of God.
那无论如何保罗提醒外邦人不可以自夸
And no matter what Paul reminds Gentiles that they cannot boast
因为他们所得到的完全是出于神的恩典
Because what they have obtained is only because of the grace of God
外邦人得到这个福分是因为他们相信
That the Gentiles could receive this blessing was because they had belief
所谓相信就是相信耶稣
And that belief means belief in Jesus.
而不是因为他们有什么好的地方
And not because of anything good that they had in themselves.
以色列原本是那个好的橄榄树
The Israelites were the original good olive tree.
外邦人是这个野的橄榄树
And the Gentiles were the wild olive tree.
所以当这个枝子接上这个好的橄榄树的时候
And when the branches were grafted onto the original olive tree,
一同享有这个好橄榄树那些肥质
They both shared the same rich root of the original tree.
所以保罗说，因此外邦人不可以向这个旧枝子就是以色列人夸口。
And so Paul said that the Gentiles could not boast to the old branches, the old branches meaning their original Israelites.
在18节说你就不可向旧枝子夸口若是夸口当知道不是你砸的根乃是根砸着你。
Here in verse 18 he says, Do not be arrogant toward the branches, but if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root supports you.
这个根是指以色列人的始祖。
The root means the Israelite forefathers.
以色列人的始祖就是亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各。
The forefathers of Israel were Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为神曾经跟他们立过约。
Because God originally established His covenant with them.
那无论以色列人远离神的真理有多远。
No matter how far the Israelites have strayed from God's truth.
那橄榄树的根仍然是好的。
The root of that olive tree is still good.
神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约永远不会改变。
And the covenant that God established with Abraham will never change.
所以从保罗本身的经历。
From Paul's own experience.
从以色列人移民这个经历。
From the experience of the remnant of Israel.
从外邦人的经历。
And from the experience of the Gentiles.
我们看到神没有放弃以色列人。
We can see that God has never forsaken Israel.
神没有放弃以色列人，因为神对以色列人有他们的将来。
God has not forsaken Israel because they have a place in His future plan.
然后今天我们看起来，神好像放弃了以色列人。
Today it seems as if God may have forsaken the Israelites.
那可是有一天，神的荣耀将会彰显在以色列人的身上。
But one day His glory will shine upon them.
神以亚伯拉罕所立的约将会永远长存。
The covenant that God established with Abraham will last forever.
罗马书第十一章二十三节说，而且他们若不是长久不信，乃要被接上，因为神能够把他们重新接上。
Here in verse 23 it says, and they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again.
让我们安心在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts to think upon the message from today.
我们从圣经里面，我们看到以色列在末世的时候将会扮演一个很重要的一个角色。
Today's message, we can see that the Israelites will play a very important role in God's plan for the end times.
因为必须要与以色列神的救恩、
Because、
神的审判才能够成全。
God's His salvation and His judgment can only come through Israel.
所以也求神赐给我们智慧。
We ask God, please give us wisdom.
让我们看到今天的时事。
That we can look at today's situation.
也让我们看到以色列这个国家。
And that we can see Israel, the country.
将来在末世的时候必要扮演一个很重要的一个角色。
We'll see what an important role they will play in the end times.
因为神没有放弃他们。
God has not forsaken them.
教会也没有代替了他们。
And the church has not replaced them.
天父求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
我们知道主耶稣将有一天会再来。
We know that Jesus will come again one day.
当他再来的时候，以色列将会在他的救恩计划当中。
When he comes again, Israel will be within his salvation plan.
也让我们打开我们的眼睛。
Please open our eyes.
观看周遭所发生的事情。
So that we can see what's happening.
让我们有个警醒的心态。
That we can be alert.
啊，等待主耶稣的再来。
And be always waiting upon Jesus' return.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
啊，帮助我们在在圣里面过一个蒙你喜悦的生命。
Help us to lead lives that are pleasing to you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.